clothing optional. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
I'm here with world traveler Mike O'Mara. And local boy Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
If you take that trip, you must invite me.
I wouldn't think of going anywhere more without you, and not anybody else. You and me alone.
I would get black socks and sandals.
Right.
And a pith helmet.
And we'll go to that wall.
Yeah.
We'll go take a leak on that wall.
Oh, dear. All right.
We'll go do some gang graffiti on that wall. Some big puffy letters.
You always make the trip more exciting.
He does.
Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
That's right.
Canadian men, as I teased before the spot, are getting more sex than we are. A new survey by Durek shows that while American men have an average of...
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Well, they have an average 13 partners in their lifetimes, Canadian men have 23.
Take off.
Let's go, Caps.
What, Canada makes you think of hockey?
Hockey, which makes me think of the Capitals.
Here's what I want
makes
you to focus
think I'll be,
on
I'll
now.
Be going to 11 games this year.
I want you to focus on Red Sox first.
Uh-huh. Right.
Second, hard for you because you don't normally do this, root for the Green Bay Packers second.
Oh, you want me to root for the Packers?
Before you start diving all the way into hockey.
I like the Packers. Packers are an easy team
to
get on the bandwagon. Sure.
Finish with your Red Sox voodoo. Mm-hmm. And then...
Magic number three games right
and
now.
And then get ready for the Packers voodoo because they're going 4-0 this weekend, baby.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the Packers are for real. I'll tell you why. The Packers have... they got the Kwan going. They've got that... Mm-hmm. They're showing Brett Favre the love like no other team I've ever seen.
Seriously, you know what my stupid, overinflated opinion of the whole... Because I think I know everything I watch is... He doesn't play like a retard this year. When Brett Favre... At one point during the game 2 weeks ago, he completed 14 passes in a row.
Yeah, he knows what it means. I believe this might be his last season. Wouldn't that be an incredible story?
Ooh,
I love that story. I like that story.
Wouldn't that be great? He wins the Super Bowl.
I'd be wearing a Packers jersey if that happens.
He always has good little hot streaks. Has he had any retarded throws this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
But he did have one in the game last week against San Diego. He had one that was typical. He was going back, and he was falling down, and he threw the ball underhand.
Okay.
Underneath one arm, and it just kind of – it looked like a dead duck and went right to the running back's hands.
All right, I'm down. I got Red Sox. I got the Packers, Caps, all go. Set. Ready to go.
Oh, and the Redskins.
And the Redskins. Of course the Redskins.
Every time.
Sorry.
Clothing optional.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That used to be another Snyder tape, but now it says clothing optional.
Clothing optional.
Oh, I thought that was Snyder saying that.
These tapes changed all the time. And how about our band?
Aren't they fantastic? We'll be right back.
Coming up, Mark Cuban, who kind of looks like Frankenstein.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Gay.
So in the annual Durex Worldwide Sex Survey, what about the ladies? Well, we're not just keeping up with Canada there either. The worldwide average American women say they have 9 partners.
I'm not happy.
Canadian women have only 10, so it's very close.
I'm not happy.
But back to the men. The worldwide average is also 13 to the U.S. In that respect, we are keeping up in the world with the world.
Meaning that each guy has had sex with
13 partners.
Right,
13
that's the worldwide average. We're a little higher than that. But no, we're right at that, but we're way behind Canada. Now, we aren't just keeping up with Canada where it's colder. There's probably less to do up there. But even Canada gets dusted by Austria, where the men average 29 partners and the women 17.
Average?
That's the average in Austria.
Whoa!
They're hungry for power.
13 here. The worldwide survey turned up another disturbing fact about the American
bedroom. It's a sex story, okay?
Uh-huh. What
it's
makes
a sex
a Nazi?
Story. He still plays
How does
his
he
note.
Get that way?
Nothing keeps you from your note. Not even sex. It's sex.
What do you think of when you think of Austria?
I think of the sound of music.
Mike, even Nazis have to have sex.
You know, guys, seriously, I think of something else when I think of Austria.
What do you think of?
Marriage number one.
Oh, that's right.
Went there.
I think I'm Arnold.
Went there with Tante Meyer.
This worldwide survey turned up another disturbing fact about the American bedroom. We have sex, an average, in America, of 85 times a year. The rest of the world averages 103 times a year.
Oh, man, it's all the pressure.
So we're not having it as often, and we're not spending as much time on it. We spend 57 minutes a week getting it done, while the rest of the world squeezes in an extra 14 minutes more than we do. But for a lot of us, the worst news in the survey, of course, is getting topped by Canada. The endings are also happier in Canada.
How can that be?
Where a judge has just okayed the happy ending as a legitimate part of massage therapy. The Ontario judge was ruling on an undercover case in which cops were offered just that.
Yeah!
Excuse me, we're doing the movie Rudy clap.
Rudy! Rudy! Rudy!
Wow.
Yes.
The judge ruled that manual release is not prostitution because the client is paying for a full body massage, and that counts as part of the body.
I want to franchise this operation. The first place I want to franchise it is to London, England.
Amen.
Understood.
Very good idea.
The judge says the...
I even got a name for the place.
You can't argue with that.
What are you going to call it?
Claudine's.
Claudine's.
I like it.
That's a good name.
Hallelujah.
The judge says the establishment in question was offering that part of the massage as optional, but at no extra charge. All this comes at a time when the Canadian dollar, worth about the same as an American dollar, they'll be seeing more tourists up there, eh?
That's funny.
But there's good news this evening for American women, American men, rather, who get left at the altar. A court in this country has ruled that
a big hello to Charlie Stossel if he's out there listening.
Hello, Charlie.
Well, this is good news for Charlie and others. A court has ruled that if a woman breaks off her engagement, she legally has to give the ring back.
All right.
She cannot keep it and she cannot pawn it. The Tennessee Court of Appeals says an engagement ring is a conditional gift, even if it's delivered, as it was in this case, on Christmas Day.
It's a fantasy concept. That's what it is.
It's a dream.
It is. No, it's an aberration.
Like, you sound like a beaten man or defeated man, Mike.
It's a ghost thing. It's like a floating thing. It means nothing.
Mm-hmm. In other marriage-related news, a new study says...
Marriage is great.
Say no more.
Yeah.
A new study says wives who hold their tongues have a greater chance of dying from heart disease and other conditions than wives who speak their mind. And
holding their tongues while they're doing something?
No.
Where they don't speak up.
That's at the Spiewak house, and that's a result they of keep, a brand new pair of Craftsman pliers.
Sounds like Carrie's going to live forever.
Keep their thoughts to themselves. If they do that, they have a greater chance of dying of heart disease than do the wives who speak their minds.
Gotcha.
But the 10-year study also shows that men who keep their thoughts and feelings to themselves...
That's what it sounds like whenever a chick's talking. Yes. Yes, I saw that too, yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Really? Did she say that? Are you kidding?
I understand. Yep, I heard you.
Oh, you know, honey, you are right.
I was paying attention.
Of course I was.
Yeah.
Now, listen... You look beautiful in that.
Right.
Seriously.
What did you say?
I love your mother. Stop it.
And then what did you say? The 10-year study shows that men who keep their thoughts and feelings to themselves have the same life expectancies as men who like to get it off their chest. So in men, it makes no difference. Talk, don't talk. It doesn't matter.
Well, and we should have shut up over the years, you and me.
Yes.
Because if it's up here, it's out here.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm with you,
Mike. If it's on our mind, it's on our mouth.
You're fine.
But I have sex more than the average Canadian, though.
That's good. Very good for you.
Good for you.
I was just figuring out in my head.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're doing a little math there.
Yeah.
Finally, in more and more college bars in Pennsylvania.
Hell, I had sex three times this week. It's only Wednesday.
Very good. Congratulations.
I had sex on Monday and Tuesday and today.
How many times when you were with somebody else?
Twice.
Two out of three times. That's a very high average. In more and more college bars in Pennsylvania, the patrons...
Hey, that was a trick question.
That was a
you
trick
fooled
question.
Me into getting a real answer.
I got you there. Yes, sorry.
Just now figured
Your Honor,
out.
I want a mistrial.
Mistrial, Phil Spector.
College bars, Pennsylvania. Patrons being fined for vomiting on the restaurant's property and any other damage... Any other damage they might incur in their drunken revelry, there's a fine. Groups of six or more, when they come into the restaurant, they have to sign a contract that includes a credit card number. If anything ugly happens during their stay,
ugly.
$50 is added to the card as a fine. Usually, when you buy something that doesn't work out for you, you return it and get your money back. That obviously doesn't apply to alcohol.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Now.
That's it, well. We're off to the meeting of Oprah's book club.
Oh, I can't wait.
Listen, we never got to our Regis sex thing. We'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
Good.
And also tomorrow on the show, Chloe from 24. She's doing her stand-up thing.
Fantastic.
So we'll have her on tomorrow, allegedly. Good day to you, sir.
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 Let me just say, Peter North.
Oh, you win.
And head.
I misunderstood the sign. It said fine for vomiting, so I vomited.
Yeah, yeah, but vomit in the hole.
This is the Don and Mike Show.